Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are listening to Real Talk Radio. I am your host, Kimberly Sherrell, Kay Sherrell, and I could be America's favorite Southern Belle. I haven't talked to every single person in America, but there seems to be a genuine consensus that my lovely accent does definitely make me a Southern Belle. Thank you for joining me on the new Real Talk Radio that airs Mondays at 6 p.m. I'm so glad that you followed me from Thursday to here. I think it's just so lovely to start the week off with all of you rather than have to suffer all week long and not to get to talk to you. I've missed you so much. I was on vacation last week. Technically, it was not my spring break, but it was my spring break. I had to take a much-needed rest and regroup and recuperate, but I am back now, and I have to just tell you that the machines are after me. Like, I'm telling you, Terminator, all these little movies, iRobot, there's something to it. The machines have been after me for a couple of weeks now. Any little thing that could go wrong technically with some type of technology, machine, whatever, it has been happening just before the show was scheduled to start. My studio crashed, and I'm not exactly sure what was up with that. Earlier this morning, as I was making sure that things were working properly, I had a few issues then, and then this evening it just crashed on me. Had to put in a 911 to tech support. Please come help me. But anyway, it is all good. Tonight on the show, I have David Evans and LaToya Hankins. David Evans is a country music singer and songwriter. And I'm telling you, I love having testosterone on the show. I cannot wait. And then you all know, love country music. I'm a bit of a junkie and everything, like a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and country is one of those things that I definitely like me a little bit of. LaToya Hankins is a new author, and her first book has just made its debut. Cannot wait to talk to her later in the show. before we get to that, let's do just one or two more little housekeeping things, and then we will continue right on with the interview. First out the gate will be David Evans tonight. Pastor Rick Warren's son took his own life over the weekend, and that is definitely a tragedy. Definitely want to ask all the listeners to continue to keep the family and friends in your thoughts and prayers. Just, it's so heart-wrenching. Suicide, man, it just leaves you with so many unanswered questions sometimes. Even if there's a note, you have questions within yourself, you know, could I have done something, you know, did I overlook a sign, things like that. And so definitely want to just keep them in our prayers. Margaret Thatcher died today. The Iron Lady, as many of you might be familiar, you know, with the movie that was made about her. And she died today. And also legendary Musketeer Annette died today as well. And I just hope that no other celebrities passed today, because they seem to happen in threes. And also tonight is the big game. Who do you think is going to win? I have a friend whose husband is a diehard Louisville fan. If I say I'm cheering for anyone else, I will probably lose a friend, so I'm going to say right now, go Cards. I hope she is listening. Right now, we're going to take a very quick break, and when I say it's quick, it will be so fast that you will forget that I even left you, and then coming right on the air with me after this very quick commercial break will be none other than country music singer and songwriter David Evans. Stay right here with
Sherelle me. Sherelle Inc. has a full array of business and professional services to help take you and your business to the next level. Services include business consultation, portfolio development, branding, resume services, interview prep, website review. Services starting as low as $20. Contact our office today for more information. Did you know Real Talk Radio has 1,000 listeners each week worldwide? So why aren't you advertising on Real Talk Radio? Packages start as low as $10 a week. Visit our website for more details, SherelleInc.com.
Thank you for staying with me. You are listening to Real Talk Radio, and I have on the air with me right now none other than country music singer-songwriter David Evans. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
You have a lovely radio voice.
Well, thank you very much.
So, you are currently in Nashville?
I am in Nashville this semester, yes.
And how are you liking it?
I love it. It's fantastic. The music scene is hopping. Get to play with a bunch of amazing musicians, and it's a great time.
That is awesome. That is so awesome. So I was definitely, well, I was on the line with tech support trying to get my studio working. The machines are after me, David. I'm telling you.
Now,
the machines are after me. But while I was online with tech support, I was listening to your song, and I love it. I can't wait to play it on the air.
Well, thank you.
I do. I definitely love it. So tell us a little bit more about yourself. We'll tell the listeners, because I've already read up on you and thoroughly discussed you prior to the show, but my listeners aren't quite as versed.
Well, I'm a singer-songwriter. I'm actually based out of the Indianapolis, Indiana area. I'm currently I'll graduate college in May. And I'm hoping to move back down here in Nashville, Tennessee, and pursue a music career.
Wow. I love it.
Yeah.
I definitely hope it worked out for you. I'm telling you, I can't wait to just turn on television and radio and hear and see you, because you have a musical gift. I love your music that I've heard thus far. So don't forget me now when you make it all big. Don't forget about
a
little.
Oh, I definitely won't.
So musically, who inspires you?
Musically, definitely with my country music. I think I first got into Brad Paisley. He was probably one of my first ones that I really fell in love with, and Kenny Chesney. And the song that you'll be playing on the radio is really inspired by more of a Jason Aldean or Eric Church kind of feel. It's more of a country rock, which I'm trying to get more into.
Okay, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, I can hear that. So I'm loving that. So what, other than focusing on Graduate, what are you working on? Are you working on an album?
Yeah, I'm actually working on an EP right now. I'll have like a 4-song EP recorded with full band and everything. So I'm super stoked for that to come out. It should be out in the next month or so. So
when did you decide that music is what you had to do?
I grew up around music all my life. So it's kind of always been with me. My dad was a worship minister. My mom's a music teacher. So I kind of got it from both sides. So out of the womb, they had me singing and playing music. And then I had discovered a love for poetry and writing. So I just kind of combine the two, and I love it. It's just, it's kind of become who I am and what I do, so.
As a songwriter now, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
I have to, and I apologize right now for this question, but I don't know why my mind always goes, whenever I think about songwriters, especially country songwriters,
mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift. Now, if this interview does not go well, what is the possibility that your next song will be about me and my horrible interview skills?
No, definitely. Your interview skills are amazing. So that there will not be a song written about bad interview skills. Maybe about good interview skills. How about that?
Okay, definitely, definitely. So how safe are your family members and friends and exes about, you know, being the next hit?
I mean, sometimes I got to watch out because, relationships definitely inspire songs. You just can't help it. That's where lots of emotions come from. So, I mean, if you do me wrong, you better watch out because there might be a song about you coming out.
And that's the best revenge, I mean, is to write something and then for it to be a hit. And so everybody's now looking at you just like, you were just so dumb. Like, you let that go? Did you really act like that? Come on, we're all line dancing to it down at the bar. Like, you're horrible. Keep your chin up.
Oh,
yeah,
I
I'm sorry, I'm silly. But I understand that. I have to say, some of my best poems, because I write poetry as well. I didn't know if you knew that or not. But my best poems have come off of exes. Like,
yes.
In each book that I've written, I'm telling you, I've written some very angry poems that have come out of the woodwork towards people, and they're like, I read that poem. Was that about me?
And then you have to do the awkward,
I'm like, do you feel guilty? But... So tell us a little bit about this song that I'm going to play in just a minute.
This song that I wrote, as I said, I kind of started to write more country rock kind of stuff. And this song kind of, I try to write music that can touch multiple people and they can connect with. So this song, Turn It Up, has to do with just, you know, everybody has rough weeks or long weeks. And mm-hmm. sometimes you just need to get out and have fun with some friends on the weekend, just kind of forget about all the stress and all the hang-ups that you have. So that's kind of where this kind of came from.
Okay, all right. So the name of the song is I Turn Up.
It's just called Turn It Up.
Oh, Turn It Up. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Turn It Up. Okay, that was the one in front of there. Turn It Up. All right, people, you are about to hear it here now. David Evans, Turn It Up.
Step through town in my cowboy boots. eyes are staring from across the room. A little beauty queen straight out of a dream. What's a boy to do? Yeah, she walked my way, grabbed me by the hand, and whispered in my ear, come on, let's dance. Now she's swinging those hips out on the dance floor, winking to me, singing, baby, let's go. I'm in my pickup, put on the gal, rocking out to the man in black, even those neon lights in the dust. Turn it up.
All right, those of you who are just joining me, you are listening to Real Talk Radio, and I've had the pleasure of talking to none other than music sensation David Evans, and that was his song, Turn It Up. Oh, my, I'm loving the song. I will be playing that the rest of the night. Love it. Love it. Hello?
Hello.
Okay, I thought I had lost you. I was about to get started.
Well, I'm glad you love it. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Now, I have your video all worked out in my head, so if you need some ideas to make the music video, you just shoot me an email, and I will give you my ideas, because I have this whole, I'm telling you, it's all in my head. I have it down.
All right. Sounds good.
So, David, a couple of my final questions to you are, you got to tell me a secret. Tell me something that people in Nashville that have met country singer, songwriter David Evans don't know about you. Got to tell me a secret.
Oof. I think probably one of the big ones is I did not even start listening to country music until I was 16 years old.
Really?
Yes, that is the truth.
So what were you listening to before then?
I was pretty much listening to, I listened to lots of, like, top 40 stuff, and I'm also really into, like, 30s and 40s, like, Irving Berlin-esque Sinatra stuff, so I was listening to a lot of that, and then I just got hooked on country, so I never looked back.
Oh, my goodness. I was sitting here as you were about to answer that question. I said, if he says he was listening to rap, I'm going to fall on the floor, and the interview will be over.
I did listen to some of that rap. Yeah, I did.
Love it. So, David, my final question to you tonight is, when it's all said and done, mm-hmm. and your time on this earth is over, what do you
yeah.
want your legacy to be?
I want my legacy to be that I was a very giving person and I was a very kind and person that who respected others and treated others as I would want to be treated. I feel like that is much more to me than any music legacy could ever be. So, yeah.
I love that. That's such a nice answer. Well, David, I've so enjoyed talking to you. Will you be part of the concert that is going on at Kentucky Christian in a couple of weeks?
I will be at that concert, and I will be playing Turn It Up at that concert. Yes, I will.
Well, I cannot wait to meet you in person.
I cannot wait to meet you either.
All right, and then, David, you have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
You too. Thank you.
You have a good night.
Hi, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Those of you who are just tuning in and listening, you are listening to Real Talk Radio. Your host, Kay Sherrell, and that was David Evans, country singer and songwriter. His song, Turn It Up, if you missed it, I will be playing it again at the end of the show. And definitely go to the website. I will put up information as far as where you can find the song and more information about David. Go to the Facebook page. It will be up. Right now, out of the gate, I have none other than author LaToya Hanking. New book out. Love talking to authors. You know how I am. Good evening.
Yes, hi.
How are you doing?
Fine. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much for coming. I'm telling you, the machines are after me. I had Oh, my God. The machines have been after me for weeks now. People keep laughing.
Oh.
But I say when iRobot and Terminator, all of this stuff really comes out to be true, I will have the last laugh down in my bunker.
That's good. Yeah, I know exactly.
Okay, so you are out of, you're from North Carolina. Is that where you currently reside?
Correct. I was born in D.C. I lived in D.C. for the first 6 months of my life, but I claim the state of North Carolina as my home. I currently live in Raleigh, which is the capital, but I spent a lot of time in Charlotte.
Okay. I don't think I've ever been to Raleigh, but I have been to Charlotte, just well, sort of through, like stopping and get gas through Raleigh.
Well, you have to come back and visit.
I intend to. It's so much of this land. I swear, every time I'm traveling, I feel like I don't really get to enjoy where I'm going because I'm headed somewhere for a work purpose, and it's like, okay, grind, 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 and then as soon as all that's over, you have like one free day, I want to spend it sleeping.
Right, I understand. But yeah, come back, make it a trip.
You know, I'm working on that. I would like to do a fall tour. So I'm hoping that maybe that will be one of the places I can stop there because I hear so many lovely things about Charlotte.
Yes, it is. My home away from home.
So tell us your book. You have a new book.
Yes, it's called SBF Seeking, and it's set primarily in Raleigh, but also includes tours of Charlotte as well as Grifton to all the locations in North Carolina. And basically tells the story of Yvette Thurman, who is 4 months away from getting married to her college sweetheart. But something in the back of her mind always told her that maybe the marriage wasn't the right thing to do. So she decided to sort of spice up her last single days by placing an ad, a personal, to meet someone to just, you know, have an intimate encounter with. And from that point, it sort of challenged her to rethink how she wants to live her life. And during that process, she ended up coming out as a lesbian, having a relationship, that relationship doesn't end well, but it sort of gives her the strength of character to say, it's time for me to start living my life as I want to instead of what other people want me to do. So I look at it just as a, not so much as a coming out, but just a coming out and being true to yourself. And that could be if mama told you from the time that you could stand upright that you're going to go to school and be a doctor, but in your heart beats the heart of a poet, that you decide, you know, MD is not the way for me. I want to go and write poetry and stanzas and sonnets. So for me, it's all about claiming your own voice and being strong enough to walk and do what you need to do to be free to be yourself.
I love that. And people, I don't think individuals really realize in the beginning that they are not necessarily living for themselves until you sort of realize that you are not living, you're existing.
Exactly.
Are two very big differences. They're on opposite ends of the spectrum. And I can remember the day that I realized that I was merely existing, that I wasn't living. And it's so interesting. I was actually in my last graduate course. And I realized I was existing, that I wasn't happy doing any of these things. I was doing them because it's sort of what you expect people to do. You graduate from high school, you go to college, you go on to grad school, and you get a respectable job, and you be a respectable person. And writing is not always in one of those things because people can't really fathom it. So I'm loving the concept of the book, and you know, even within reading it, people could sort of pull things out of themselves from that, from the storyline.
Exactly. And I think one thing that it was really interesting that someone who read it pointed out to me is that you have the character of Anita, who is the lead character's best friend, and she's went through, because the novel opens up, she's going through a divorce, and she's having to redefine herself because she's always been Mrs. So-and-so, and she makes a joke to Yvette that she has to relearn how to write her name because she's so accustomed to being Mrs. Anita fill in the blank. And then she's going back and she's like, well, I'm no longer the missus. I am the mother. I am the friend. I'm the sorority sister. So Danita goes through a period of time where she's saying to herself and to everyone about her, I want to start being who I want to be instead of playing the role or holding the place of the person that you expect to show up.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. Love that. So at what point did you decide that you needed to write a book?
Honestly, I started writing the book in 96 because I was going through a lot of upheaval in my life. My mother, who I'm close to, had a stroke. I was in a position to almost get fired from the first job I've ever had. And I was coming to terms with who I was in terms of my sexuality. So it started with me just writing down my thoughts as a way of sort of keeping sane and making sense of everything that was going on, all the upheaval, because from birth to 25, my life had always been, like you're saying, you go to school, you get a job, you get married, you know, 2 years, you have kids. And at that point, I was 25. Everything just changed. Everything that I thought was going to happen wasn't happening. Things I didn't think was going to happen started happening. So I decided, from just making those notations and writing and journaling, I said, well, this is actually a good story, and this is something that people can identify with. And so I wrote it, you know, the complete manuscript, put it aside, let it sit, marinate, and I came back in 2008 and really began working on toning up. And I belong to a writer's group called Mahogany Expressions in Raleigh, and they have been phenomenal in helping me sort of put words in a way that makes sense to other people instead of just to me. So that's been a really big goal for me. And the process, you know, like you're saying, doors opened up, and I was able to get a publisher to publish it in January 2012. It hit the shelf, and I haven't looked back ever since.
That's wonderful. So where can those interested find your book?
Well, it's available in print and ebook form on barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. The publisher's website is jms-books.com. And just one thing I'm just continuously in awe of is for those that live in Durham and Wake Counties, North Carolina, they're available in the library. I was so fortunate and blessed to have the Durham County Library and Wake County Library purchase copies of my book so that people can check them out. And then they can also, if you want to sort of get a taste before you commit, you can also visit my website and see a chapter, and that gives you an opportunity to see what the book is, give you a flavor of what the book is about, my writing style. But primarily, in, you know, give a Kindle or Nook, or if you like me, you like a good old-fashioned book to hold in your hands, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and jmsbooks.com are the best way to get it.
All right, excellent. Yes, I love an actual book. I know that books are a dying breed. They're like the VHS cassette tape.
I love it. Yeah. You're exactly right.
But I do. There's nothing like holding a book. Books have smells, and you get to turn the page, and you can actually see your progress. I do.
Yes.
I actually love a book. So I'm looking at a time, and time is just, oh, my God, time always runs. But I have like, a couple questions I have to do. Now, I do see that you are a member of Zeta Phi Beta.
Yes, I'm a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. This year will be, which is 2013, I joined in 1991 at East Carolina University. So, yes, I'm one of the older, seasoned sorority sisters. And when you go to national meetings, people are like, oh, my gosh, you've been in Zeta longer than I've been alive, which always makes me so warm and fuzzy inside. Yes.
That is one of my best friends. She is actually, she's a Zeta, and I love her. I love her to death, and I guess he considers himself to be my honorary stepfather. He's not actually my stepfather, but he wants to be my dad so bad. He is he's a Sigma, and he's a lot of fun, too.
Yes,
so,
blue love, blue and white love.
Yes. So I guess one of my final questions to you is, if you could have a conversation as yourself right now, if you could have a conversation with your 13-year-old self, What advice would you give?
Study in school. Study in school, pay attention. Because at 13, you don't have a sense of how important it is to actually be present in school. You know, you think it's, okay, I'm going to be at school, I'm with my friends. But no, those things that they tell you that you won't actually, the thing they tell you you will use later in life is actually true. You need to really pay attention to what your teacher is saying. Well, that's what I would say. Pay attention to school.
Yes, 100%.
Stop daydreaming.
You know, I don't know what it is. When you're 13, it seems like the world is going to end if you don't do everything right this second, if you don't have everything right this moment. And I look back, and I'm like, man, that was the life. If I could go back, I would be 8 forever. Because you have just a little bit of independence, you know. They know that you know how to, like, you know, not run and fall on a pair of scissors.
Ooh.
But they don't really expect a whole lot out of you. You know, the chore list was still very short when you were 8.
Yeah.
But I would
got
definitely
snacks after school, too. That's always a good thing.
Oh, let's not even talk about snacks. I'm telling you, it was good life. It was good life, good times, good times. So,
yes.
So what's next for you?
I'm actually in the process of completing my second book. It is called K-Row, The Sweet Taste of Sisterhood. And, again, it's set primarily in North Carolina. I do sort of extend it to the D.C. with the characters moving to D.C. and Virginia after graduation, because it's about three sisters or three women who meet at a North Carolina university. They become members of a sorority, and how their lives change as they graduate and move on, but how that bond of sisters ought to help them deal with all kind of life situations like divorce and family matters, you know, families breaking up, families forming, but their sisterhood bond always is there as a constant to help keep them going forward. So hopefully I should have that out by end of 2013.
You know what? I'm tired of all these writers coming on my show making me look bad, talking about, oh, I'm trying, what are you doing? Oh, I just published 3 books, and I got 3 more that'll be out by June, and then hopefully I'm going to, you know, start a newspaper and a magazine, and I'm over here like, yeah, I have like 3 pages of this novel written that I started on in 2009.
Well, honey, look at what you're doing. This is phenomenal. This is like shining achievement. Anybody really can put words together, but what you're doing, that takes work and that takes talent. So kudos to you.
Well, thank you. I'm going to tell my husband you say I deserve an extra award tonight. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
No, but I always talk, I don't know. I'm so scattered all the time, and every, you know how it is, you have to have your characters just right. And lately I've been thinking that the characters I started developing in 2009, I really want to go a new direction with them.
Right. That's good.
But hopefully by the time you turn out your 10th novel, I will have at least
I don't know about 10 novels, though. But, yes.
Well,
I have faith and confidence in you that you are going to have just a whole shelf in the library just for you.
Oh, thank you. There's probably a whole shelf of books I donated. I doubt it. Well, I don't know. Now, poetry books, I'm turning those out pretty...
Yes.
Been every 2 years now, yes, at least one poetry book. But I don't know, I've challenged myself with a novel because everyone keeps saying, I know you can write a novel. You know how it is when you're a writer, people just put things on you. Like if you write one article, they now expect you to be well-versed in all grammatical rules for America, you know, England, and Japan. And
it's global, just worldwide.
Yeah, you know, you're just global, and that writing, hey, when is your next book coming out? Like, didn't I just publish one last week? Can we finish promoting that before you start throwing another one on me? I'm being silly, listeners. I'm being silly. I love the encouragement I get from all of you. Well, LaToya, I have to say it has been such a pleasure talking to you, and I'm looking at our time
here.
Our time has left us, and I'm so sad. But before you go, please tell everyone one more time where they can find out more information on you and where they can buy your book. And I said it, people, buy the book.
Yes. No bootleggers allowed. The best resource would be to visit my website, which is www.latoya, and that's LATOYA, Hankins, HANKINS, all together, .com, and it has links. If you want to purchase the book, you can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, which is BN.com, or my publisher's website, which is JMS-book.com. I'm also on Twitter, and my handle is at HANKINS-LATOYA, just my name, Hankins LaToya. And I'm also on Facebook at LaToya Hankins. So Facebook, Twitter, anywhere you can. Just
there you
know.
Facebook, Twitter, Smoke Signal,
yes. Courier, Telegram.
Exactly.
You know, if you got a few things, the cans and like we used to do when we were little, the cans and the strength, you can do that, you know. Carrier pigeon. Oh, I don't know about carrier pigeon, but yeah. It really is necessary.
Exactly. One day my son is going to grow up and he's going, what's a telegram?
I know, exactly.
Like what's
technology
the telegram?
So fast.
Yeah, letters are dying. I will have to show him what a written letter is. He was like, "What, Mom? What did you do before text messaging?" I'm like, "Actually talk to people. We actually used to talk. Believe that or not, people
I know.
Had conversations.
It's so hard to believe sometimes. We actually had live face-to-face conversations. Who would have imagined?
I know. It's horrible." Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. I've had so much fun, and if I'm ever in Charlotte, I'm going to look you up. If y'all have some events going on in Charlotte, shoot me an email. I'm always looking for something fun to add to my schedule to come and do.
CIAA weekend, usually the last weekend, and February 1st, that I would say is the optimal time to come if you must come. But we would love to have you. Come on down.
All right.
Okay,
then.
Come on out, because you come from Georgia, so come on up.
There you go. Well, I'm in Kentucky now, and I frequent Georgia a lot. I'm based in Kentucky right now.
Oh,
who knows how much longer I'll be here. But I'm everywhere. I'm Georgia, D.C., Kentucky, all the time. Hopefully I'll be treading back and forth to Texas soon enough, but who knows.
Yes, honey, you just, this travel lady.
Exactly. Well, I hope you have fun. It's been too much fun. Too much fun. I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Oh, you do the same.
All right, now, hey, slow down on those novels now. After you get to time, slow down a little bit and let me catch up. At least get one.
Okay, I promise.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so thank you so much for joining me on this Monday segment of Real Talk Radio. It has been so much fun. I'm telling you, I love it. I love it. Right now, we're going to end the show with David Evans' song, Turn It Up. Please join me next week, same time, same place, and, of course, my same smiling face. I love you all. Have a wonderful Monday. Go Cardinals.
By the boss, can't catch a break. I need a change of pace.